If you or your spouse is transitioning out of the military, ask about Boots to Business or visit sba.gov/boots-to-business.
Troops deploy, soldiers from Fort Hood head to West Africa. We have the latest. Forest rescued, the Coast Guard swoops in to save a missing hiker. And military families, the Defense Department recognizes their contributions during the month of November. Welcome to DoD News Now. I'm Tech Sergeant Nathan Perry. More than two dozen Fort Hood soldiers are headed to West Africa to help stop the Ebola outbreak. The 1st Medical Brigade at Fort Hood held a deployment ceremony yesterday morning on the Texas base. The soldiers will join hundreds of service members already in the region. Officials say up to 4,000 troops may eventually deploy there. Ebola has claimed the lives of more than 4,500 people in Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea. The U.S. military is leading the way in promising new developments in the containment of Ebola. Researchers at USAMRIT, the U.S. Army Medical Research Institute of Infectious Diseases at Fort Detrick, Maryland, have developed diagnostic kits for early detection of the virus. Dr. David Norwood, chief of the Diagnostic Systems Division, says USAMRIT has had teams in Liberia since March to help provide screening and diagnostic support.
That test is critically important in identifying the disease early so that appropriate decisions can be made in order to quarantine those individuals who are infected.
Check out continuing DoD news coverage on defense.gov. There's a special page under the Features tab that outlines Department of Defense efforts with Operation United Assistance. The Coast Guard rescued a missing hiker from Porcupine Mountain State Park in Michigan Saturday night. The wife of the 55-year-old man called authorities when her husband failed to return from a hiking trip. Michigan State Police conducted a search but stopped at nightfall. Coast Guard 9th District watchstanders used an infrared light to locate the man who had built a fire. He was hoisted to safety. November is Military Family Month, a time the Defense Department sets aside to praise families for supporting service members and the mission. Barbara Thompson, Director, Office of Family Policy, Children and Youth in Special Needs, said today's military family looks just like the American family.
We have all different shapes and sizes. So whether we have single parents or same-sex couples, our unmarried couples, our dual military couples, and we have military male spouses, they all comprise this fabric of our military families. And I think the issue is how do we recognize them and recognize the support that they offer our military members to be that strong, resilient, and ready force.
Ms. Thompson said without family support, it'd be very difficult for service members to carry out their mission. And a reminder, be sure to check out the DoD Facebook page for the latest on the campaign to take out ISIL. Watch for us also on Twitter. I'm Tech Sergeant Nathan Perry. Keep it right here for the latest in DoD news.